Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, TGIF. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh, live and local at a Lone Tree. All right, so we've got the band Camino coming in here on Monday for a little in-studio performance. Who's our latest winner who's going to join us, Josh?
Sarah from Greeley, and she is pumped.
Oh, she sounds delightful.
Yeah.
All Sarahs are delightful. If you'd like that second chance to try to win some tickets to come hang out here in the Mix Studios on Monday, head on over to mix100.com. Coming up at 8:20, I'm trying to decide if I want to switch gears for 8:20 today.
Oh, okay. Well,
and
what's
maybe
your plan?
Go back to Josh's goofy girlfriend with her half birthday. Because so many people were fired up about that. And I almost just want to take some calls from people who are pro half birthday or anti half birthday. I'm thinking about it. Because, I mean, the text line blew up with
it
that.
It did.
They were fired up.
I am defending your girlfriend because I am pro half birthday. I am.
Yeah, but you're like an attention.
Shut up. That's not it.
Attention
My
word.
Best
I don't
friend
say.
Growing up, her birthday was 6 months after mine. So mine was October. Mine's April 13th. Yeah. Hers is October 13th. So we would celebrate like that and call it our half birthdays. Yeah. And so then my kids started doing it. And I just thought it was something everybody did. So when you said you have to, I was like, oh, yeah, the half birthday. You better go celebrate, Josh.
I'm thinking about maybe doing that at 8:20 if people are fired up about this. We'll see. We're going to flesh it out. Text us if you want to, if you think that's going to be good at 8:20 today, 303-691-1649. If you want to voice your opinion about the half birthday,
we'll discuss.
I'd be happy to put you on the air. Really quick, I've lost my keys. I'd like to put this out there to the Mile High City. I've lost my keys, and it's got like this Ariat leather keychain on it. It's really cool. It's one of my favorite keychains. It says Ariat on it. It's real leather.
Uh-huh.
It smells like leather. I lost my keys about 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
what
no?
Have you
and
been
I
doing?
I have no idea. I can't get into anything.
What keys?
There's house keys on there. There's my mailbox key. I can't get my mail. There's some other various keys that I have on there to like some safes and stuff.
This is so not like you.
These are the serious
keys. I mean,
keys.
I got keys. It's like it's a wad of keys that I carry with me. I look like a sanitation engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like janitorial staff. If anyone has found my keys, I'd like them back.
What have
it's
you been
so
doing?
It's so concerning. Using Nicole's keys, and that's really annoying because like if I need to get down to the mailbox or something, I've got to wait till she comes home, and then I can use her key to get in the mailbox. Yeah. So things are bad right now for me.
I am so obsessive about my keys. Like when I go to bed at night.
Me
my
too.
Key, like they have to be in my purse. My purse is in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And they like sometimes I'll get up in the middle of the night panicked
to make
about
sure,
my
right?
keys.
Yeah.
And I will go directly to my purse to make sure they're in there.
Yeah.
So you just gave me like so much anxiety.
Mine go on a special hook.
Your keys.
Every night there's the hook for my keys, for Knick Knack's keys. There's some keys on there for like gates and stuff at the house.
So how are you driving?
There's keys for my son's car there. I have my car key. So this is what sometimes when I go into the gym, I don't want to bring my wad of keys, right?
Yeah.
So I click off my car key, put it in my pocket because you don't need the key to start the car, right? So it's just the fob. And I've got that. So that's, thank God, I have that because I only have one.
Because that's the expensive key to fix.
Yes.
To replace.
Like $600. So no idea, you guys. And it's a horrible feeling. It's a really bad feeling not to know where your keys are.
I would be like up at night. I wouldn't be able to do anything.
I'm constantly thinking about where my keys are. I got to ask you, was your dad, maybe it's a different time, because I have a few keys on there, but I've definitely pared down.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't have that many, because you don't need that many anymore. Growing up, my dad had a wad of keys on his keychain.
Yeah.
He probably had 75 keys on there.
You know? You were important, right?
He had so, like, what did all these go to?
Yeah, the and more keys you had,
nobody
the
knows,
important
right?
important you were. I like to have a lot of keychains just because it's hard for me to find it in my purse. like just grabbing it. Because that's the thing. I don't like look through my purse. I'm just feeling to try and find my keys. Yeah. So now I have a big fat chicken wing keychain, and that helps out
a lot.
It's
actually a chicken wing?
It's the size of a chicken wing, too. It's like this big, and it's easy to go in there and grab and find. But you'll see my keychain is pretty massive. But I also have the hook to where my car key and my house key separate, because when I go on walks,
yeah,
I don't need the whole chicken wing and everything.
You
I
don't.
Just need my house keys. So I take them off a lot. And so this is a fear of mine, to lose my keys.
No idea where they're at.
Such a fear.
3 weeks.
And you've looked everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
Probably 20 times.
And it's frustrating because, yes, you go back to the same drawer,
yeah,
15 times. You check that hook that I hang them on every night, you know. Yep, still not there. They didn't magically walk back up the wall and hang themselves up.
No.
So anyway, again, Ariat keychain,
yeah,
if anybody finds it anywhere, please reach out to me.
Side note, you are hanging your keys by your door still?
Well, yeah.
Right? Is that what I just heard?
Well, it's near, like, the garage door.
He locks his doors. It's okay.
No. If somebody breaks into your house, that's the first thing they do is they take your keys. Now they have your cars. Now they have a way into your house. Like, no, don't do that. You keep it way far away from your door. Don't put your keys
by
your
doors. Well, that is ridiculous.
No, it's not. That's like
that sounds
it right
inconvenient.
No,
honestly, I don't have to worry about it right now because my keys are probably laying in Park Meadows parking lot or something. They ain't getting nothing from me,
matter.
Katie. I don't have to worry about that at all.
Okay, never mind.
Leather Ariat keychain. It smells like leather. Wad of keys. Reach out. Jeremy@mix100.com if you wouldn't mind emailing me. Thank you. Well, Josh has been dating Princess Pilot, this new girl, for how long now, buddy?
It's like 9 months, right?
Yeah.
About 9 months?
Coming up on a year-ish.
This is kind of a record
a big
for
deal.
You. This is, I've known Josh for a long time. What are we going on now, man? 6, 7 years?
Keeps sucking me back in. Six, seven. Yeah.
And that's generally how many girls he goes through every week. 6, 7. So.
Well, come on.
Katie.
Okay,
he's not too wrong, actually.
Katie's trying to defend him.
Not too wrong.
Josh is a playa. Anyway, I've met this Princess Pilot a few times, and each time I meet her, I just start getting different vibes from her each and every time. And then I heard this thing this morning about what she did to you yesterday. You want to explain what happened?
Yeah, it was just interesting to me because I was at the chicken fight thing yesterday with Katie, and in the middle of that, I got a text message, and it was kind of like a sad, upset text message, and it was her realizing that yesterday was her half birthday, and we didn't do anything for it, and it was almost on me for not remembering that it was her half birthday.
Can't even hide your disgust,
and,
Jer.
I know.
I'm sorry. Did I out loud?
And so I ended up having to kind of cut my time with Katie last night shorter,
right?
Because in the moments of texting back and forth with her, we created a plan to go kind of celebrate her
half birthday.
With some mini putt-putt and some cookies that she likes and some candles and a birthday sash. And
hold up.
The sash is funny.
A half birthday sash.
Oddly enough, they
make
this
them.
Is
Do
why
they?
I started calling her Princess Pilot, because she needs to be treated like a princess.
And she does. She deserves
now,
to be treated like a princess.
Now, when does she get out of middle school today? What time do you have to pick her up?
I got to go pick her up at 3:15. No.
She's in her 30s, dude.
She is. 30s, and so she's 30 so and a half. And it's
30 and a half.
You know.
It's my half birthdays. She's
not
even in her 20s.
No, but
she's got a 3.
This is the thing. Some people, it's a huge deal. And we have gotten texts from both sides.
Oh, my God. It's so dumb. This is okay. I feel like I'm going to hurt some feelings here.
Tread lightly.
Incredibly immature. It's to me, it screams immaturity and self-centeredness. So why am I not doing it?
But I think it's just what it says.
I think it's immature and it's very self-centered to say, it's my half birthday. Everybody make this day all about me. Now I need 2 birthdays.
Yay.
I mean,
I think
it's incredibly silly, too. But I also think
very
it's
silly.
It's something that I will say a lot of women enjoy. A lot of women do this. I mean, this is not the first time. Because who doesn't like to be celebrated?
Once a year. It's special once a year. Once you start doing it twice a year, it's not special. When do we stop? When's your quarter birthday, my half birthday, my 3-quarter birthday, my real birthday, my birthday month?
Well,
it's
the birthday,
birthday month.
Okay, the birthday month is real. She is.
I mean, it's come on, step back and look at this from 50,000 feet. It's stupid.
We're not getting poor girl. She is not getting a lot of
poor princess. Listen, I know people are texting like crazy. Call us. Try to defend this. Am I way off? And Princess Pilot is onto something. I want to talk to you. It's a fun Friday show. And I'm sorry I called you immature. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Phone lines are open. Call. Get in my kitchen. Defend this.
Can anybody defend it?
Can you defend the half birthday?
Yes.
My wife texted in and she said, oh my God, please tell me this half birthday thing is made up. Did Josh make this up? And no, he didn't. And then she wrote in again and said, oh my God, he bought her a sash.
See, and here's in my world, I'm just thinking, like, if you want to give something a label as far as we're going to hang out and celebrate something, I'm fine with that. If you're, you know, enjoying each other's company, and if in that, you know, realm you're talking about how 6 months from now is your real birthday, I don't mind it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
God,
maybe
Katie.
It's because I've had, you know, a little Gen Z-er, and I've had to raise her, and so I've dealt with this, like, her whole life.
Up. You know, what's funny even more to me is that it's not Josh going to Princess Pilot and saying, hey, it's your half birthday. It's kind of a cutesy thing, right?
Yeah.
For a boyfriend to acknowledge that and be like, hey, let's go out. It's your half birthday, you know, kind of in a silly, fun way. It's her.
Yeah.
It's self-proclamation, right?
Well, clearly she's
it's
done
my
this...
half birthday.
Yeah, this has been a thing. Clearly this has been a thing. But
phones are blowing up. I want to talk to you guys. I got to play a quick song. We're going to be back in about 3 minutes and 30 seconds, but please sound off. I want to hear your opinion. Am I way off base and Princess Pilot is onto something? We're
going
to try to zip through these people because I just want to take like a quick like poll on all this, okay? So when you call in, let's be quick. Just say half yes, half no. And if you want to give a quick explanation, are you for the half birthday or against the half birthday? And I love the guy who went off about sashes just a minute ago on our text line. That, oh my God, she needed a sash.
Got some problems with sashes, apparently.
Let's get your thoughts. 303-691-1649. Juliet, welcome to the show. Are you for or against the half birthday?
Against it.
Thank you very much. Really quick, you want to tell us why?
It's silly. I've never heard of that. Even being a girl, and I'm 28, never heard of that. Never heard of anybody I've known that does stuff like that. I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
So does he know if this comes from, like, her childhood? Like, did her parents do this for her? Or was this something that started when she became an adult?
You know what? I think it's, like, a tradition thing. I think it is. It was made a big deal as a child, so now it's made a big deal as an adult, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Juliet, we have you down for no, it's silly. Thank you for being the voice of reason. Kevin!
Hey, well, I'm definitely against it. I think it's ridiculous, but I have a slightly different take on it.
Okay.
So my birthday is in January, in the middle of January, and it's the worst possible time to have a birthday. So about 20 years ago, I was thinking, man, I freaking hate my birthday, January 19th.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, you're a grown-ass man. You can celebrate your birthday whenever you want.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I changed it to June 19th and called it Kevin Fest.
See?
Did you get yourself a sash?
It's not every year.
Okay.
I like to say Kevin Fest is an annual event that takes place every 4 to 6 years.
Funny. And, but in general, you're in camp, no.
No, it's freaking ridiculous.
It's freaking ridiculous. Kevin, thank you very much for your vote. Judy, what's your vote for the half birthday?
I'm against the way that she is doing it, but not against the actual giving yourself joy.
Okay, so yes on giving yourself joy. Thank you. I put you in camp yes. Here is Brian. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Half birthday, yes or no?
Oh, definitely no. I agree with you. So it's like, when will it end?
I know, buddy.
Three-quarter birthday, you know, half birthday, you know, three-quarters, whatever. Just like, when will it end? It won't.
It's my January birthday. It's my February birthday. It's my March birthday, you know? You're right. It will never end, Brian.
When I was born on this day and this month, we're going to celebrate that day every month.
Right. I was born on the 21st. Everything 21 is about me. Brian, I have your vote. Thank you so much. Martha, welcome to the show. Half birthday, yes or no?
Yes, and it's literally because my daughter is born in December, and you can't really throw a birthday party in December.
Yeah.
So we do a private party for ourselves.
Oh, that's ridiculous. In December,
and then a public one for her friends and everybody in June.
Was she born on Christmas?
Why is it a bad thing to say things? There's literally like National Donut Day, National Pencil Day. Why can't we just celebrate a birthday?
Because I don't have to put Martha. A sash on when it's Donut Day.
Preach, Martha.
303-691-1649. Martha, we appreciate your vote. Here is Peggy. Peggy, yes or no on the half birthday?
Well, I'm kind of half and half, and I think
you got to pick a side, Peggy. Limit.
Well, the way she's doing it, I would say no, because when my kids were little, I never heard of a half birthday, but their grandma was never able to see the kids until summer, and they were born in the winter. So every summer when she saw them, she would celebrate their half birthday and make a cake.
That's a little different than a girlfriend proclaiming, this is my half birthday, give me a sash,
and I think
put a candle in a cookie.
You hit the nail on the head when they were little. When they were little, as kiddos. Yeah,
I'm going to put her in yes, though, because I feel like she was a yes. All right, thank you, Peggy. I'm going to squeeze two more in on our little poll here. Dean, for the half birthday or against it?
Completely against it. That's lame.
Thank you for your vote,
thanks,
sir.
Dean.
Thank you for summing it up. Fantastic. Here is Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi. Okay, Dean, I'm yes, and this is actually Princess Pilot. Jeremy.
Oh, yes.
So
no,
I just
it's
wanted
not.
To say, I don't think it's ridiculous to want a sash and celebrate my half birthday and have one thing made out of pine like you get on a half birthday. So, Josh, if you think we're going to do that special stuff in the bedroom on your birthday, you have another thing coming. And I'm no longer going to rent out the Regal Theater for you so we can have a special screening of Biodome starring Pauline Shore.
I knew that's what you were going to do.
And we will leave it there. The consensus is no, don't ever do it.